Bava Kama Perakei Mishnah Dalid. This Mishnah introduces us to the idea of something called Demei Vlados, the value of a miscarriage. The Torah tells us that if two men are fighting and they end up hitting a pregnant woman, and as a result of that, she loses the child, but she remains intact, she remains alive. Anoshi Anesh, the Torah says that they have to pay, or the person who hits her has to pay, the Demei Vlados, the value of the miscarried child to the husband. However, the Mishnah begins, instead of talking about people, it begins with a shor, doing this, almost as a segue from the previous Mishnayos. Shor shehoya miskaven lechavero, a shor that had kavana to hit another ox. Hika esa isha, instead it hits a woman. V'yatsu yaladeh, and she loses the child. Pater minimei vlados, the owner of the shor does not have to pay for the minimei vlados. In contrast to this, v'adam shei miskaven lechavero, they have a human being that has intent to hit his friend. V'hiko esa isha, but instead, inadvertently, he hits a woman. V'yatsu yaladeh, she loses the child. Mishalem demei vlados, he does have to pay the demei vlados, the value of the unborn child. Now, the Gemara points out that even though the Mishnah said that the shor was intending to not hit the woman and accidentally hit the woman and it's pater from demei vlados, the truth of the matter is that even if the shor intended to hit the woman and the woman lost a child, it would still be pater. Really, because the idea of demei vlados simply does not exist except when human beings hit a woman. That's the only time you have the halacha. However, the Mishnah just said the case of miskaven lechavero, that he intended to hit another shor and not the woman, simply because of that's the case regarding the human being, that the human being is liable, even if the intention was not to hit the woman, but to hit somebody else, is still chayav. So when we said the case of patur by a shor, we also introduced it in terms of a case where it was not intending the woman, but the truth is, even if it intended to hit the woman, it again would be patur from demei vlados. Now the Mishnah moves on to discuss exactly what is demei vlados, what is this payment. Ketzad mishalem demei vlados, in what way does the compensation of the demei vlados happen? So the Mishnah says, shamin eso isha kama hi yafa ad shelo yoda, v'chama hi yafa misha yoda. We estimate based on how much was the woman worth and market value, if she were to be sold as a slave, how much she was worth prior to her giving birth, and how much she is worth now after she gave birth. Now, even though the Mishnah is addressing the value of the woman, the value of the unborn child is certainly assumed to be something that he's chaya for, that's included in Demei Vlados. The Mishnah is addressing, though, her personal value as well. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel will now offer a differing opinion. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, im kain, if that's how we're going to calculate it, misha isha yoledes mashbachas. Actually, after she gives birth, after having a child, she's worth more. And therefore, since if she's worth more after the birth, so then he really doesn't have to pay anything. So the Gemara explains that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is specifically talking about a case where a woman is a mevakeres. This is the first time she's giving birth. And because it's the first time she's giving birth, she's in sakana, she's in greater danger when giving birth. And that danger makes it that she's worth less prior to giving birth. If she's successfully given birth, after the birth, she's worth more, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and therefore you should not have to pay at all. Ella, rather, shaman es avlados kamahen yafin, venosin labal. Rather, says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, all you calculate is the value of the unborn child alone, how much that's worth, and that's what you give to the husband. The Mishnah now says, v'imlein labal, if she has no husband, no sin liyorshav, you would give the payment to the inheritors of the husband. Now, the Machlokas Rishonim about whether or not is that only true if the hitting of the woman occurred before the husband died, and therefore the husband gave over as a Yerusha to his inheritors that payment that the damager was obligated in? Or is this something that is true even if the woman gets hit after the husband has died? Still, the Demei Vlados go to the Yorshim. That is a Machlokas Rishonim. The Mishnah concludes that Haisa Shifcha v'nishtachara, let's say she's a Shifcha Meshuchara, she's a freed slave woman, Ogioris, or she's a convert, Pater, they're pater from Demei Vladus, if the husband is not alive. The Mishnah doesn't say if the husband is not alive, but it's referring to a case that if the husband is not alive, then that's because we're talking about a situation where there are no Yorshim. Sometimes a convert has no Yorshim, and if he has no Yorshim, there is no one to give the Demei Vladus to. Now, the truth of the matter is that this does not have to be talking about a freed slave woman or a convert herself. As long as the husband is a convert, that would be sufficient because he's the one who has no Yorshim. The Mishnah, however, is talking about a common case where generally if he's a ger, we're assuming he's married to a shifra mishacharis or to gioris, but of course it doesn't have to be that way.